Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From our own jazz backyard, we begin this new hour of Neon Jazz together. That was the professor of music and the director of instrumental studies at the Kansas City, Kansas Community College, along with being a very talented saxophonist, Jim Mayer, with the 2003 song Tiny Capers off his album Here's to the People. And Jim gives that jazz freely to the people all the time. He stays busy and is also the artistic director for the Kansas City Jazz Alliance, the Kansas City High School All-Star Jazz Ensemble, and the Kansas City Jazz Quintet, along with being the producer for the Kansas City Jazz Summit. From 2003 to 2010, he served as the artistic director and conductor for the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, an outfit that he founded with his wife, Mary. Originally from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Jim graduated from the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota, with a Bachelor of Science degree in music education, and then from the University of Missouri, Kansas City Conservatory of Music with a Master of Arts degree. From there, he was on the faculty of the College of Southern Ohio, the International Music Camp, and the Charlie Parker Academy for the Arts. And it was in 1998 that Jim served as the Jazz Artist in Residence at the University of Arizona. He keeps things very busy and fresh at the KCK Community College with a series of concerts by the lake. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of jazz talent, from 18 and Vine all the way to the Kansas City, Kansas Community College campus, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, geared to give you the jazz goods from that KCK jazz series By the Lake. This is the outfit called Passport, featuring the very talented Stan Kessler, Bo Bledsoe, and Patrick Alonzo Conway. They performed there in May of 2015, and this here is a collection of clips from the tunes they played to please the crowd that day.
Thank you.
That was trombonist, band leader, and arranger John Fedchuk with his quartet in tow with the song Weaver of Dreams off his 2015 album called Fluidity. He studied at Ohio State University and the Eastman School of Music before working with the Woody Herman Orchestra for several years back in the 1980s. John has also worked with Jerry Mulligan, Louis Belson, Bob Belden, Rosemary Clooney, and Susanna McCorkle, along with many others. Here's the great Keeley Smith next on Neon Jazz with the 1959 tune, It's Magic.
It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand, a mystic charm, fantastic things begin when I'm in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows? When there is no rain, it's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my love for you. Magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. Magic. Without a golden wand, a mystic charm. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my love for you.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I think neon jazz is out of this world. Thank you.
That was bop and hard bop tenor saxophonist Johnny Griffin III with the song Celia off his 2007 disc called Birmingham Jazz Festival Volume 2. So in the beginning, he studied music at DuSable High School in Chicago under Walter Dead. And he started out on the clarinet before moving on to the oboe, then he found his way to the alto sax. He ended up landing later on the tenor sax when he joined Lionel Hampton's big band 3 days after his high school graduation, and this was at Hampton's suggestion. His big break in jazz came when he joined Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers in 1957, and from there, his career arced right on towards the stars. Here's the great Martijn Auster next on the show with the 2001 song The News off his Joyful Sadness CD.
Hi, this is Kirk McDonald from Toronto, Canada. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz piano man Phineas Newborn Jr. with his take on the tune Olio. He was deeply influenced by the great Art Tatum, Oscar Peterson, and Bud Powell before moving on into the world of jazz and playing personally with cats like Lionel Hampton. His earliest recordings are from the early 1950s on Sun Records. He played with blues harmonica player Big Walter Horton and drummer Roy Haynes, along with bassist Paul Chambers. With that iconic voice, here's the great Nat King Cole with the tune Just You, Just Me off a 1999 reissue called After Midnight, next on Neon Jazz.
Just you, just me, let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and woo. Just us, just we, I've missed an awful lot, my trouble is you. Oh gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination, just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot around wonderful you. Just you,
just me. I'll tie a lover's knot, tie a lover's knot, tie a lover's knot around one of you.
Hey, this is Joe Cartwright. Check out Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was another jazz pianist on the program, Don Friedman, with his trio with the tune Sunset. While he was on the West Coast, he performed with Dexter Gordon, Chet Baker, Buddy DeFranco, and the great Ornette Coleman before moving on to the East Coast to New York City. While he was in the Big Apple, he led his own trio, and he gigged with the likes of Pepper Adams, Booker Little, and Jimmy Giuffre. Don was also a part of the great Clark Terry Big Band. Live in 2005, here's Mark Rudd with the tune Persona Non Grata on Neon Jazz. We'll be right back. That was the short-lived JFK Quintet with the tune simply called Hide. The band existed from 1960 to 1963 and featured Joe Chambers on drums and Walter Booker on the bass. These cats worked together on a regular basis at the Bohemian Caverns in Washington, D.C., putting together quality tunes night after night, baby. Up next on the program is the great Juno Award-nominated Canadian-born jazz singer, along with being a songwriter and a great pianist. This is Lila Bialy with the 2004 song Glory Days off her CD, introducing the Lila Bialy Trio.
How I remember the days when I sat crying to myself in my room. I felt alone, life was a groan, already I could picture my doom. I didn't even care if I never got my shirt, cause things were never ever fair for me. Most every morning I'd wake up again, ready for the dooms of the day. Then late at night, I'd sit and write on how it seems I don't have a say. I don't know who could go on with all the joy of living on, but something told me just you wait and see. So I waited for what seemed like eternity. Patience, a virtue, a virtue that never suited me. I was too young, too much in a hurry. But when hope arrived, I was surprised. I didn't see it coming at all. Oh, it was sweet. Kicked up my feet and danced in ways I couldn't recall. For glory days of being small and feeling like I'm dead, but all and not a thing could ever make me fall. Difficult to think of those days. Like a new person, I must leave behind all my old selfish ways. I can only believe it was a phase. Now all brand new, nothing askew. Stop for me to move on ahead. Live every moment, treasure each one. That's what my dearest friends always said. Your glory days are what you choose, and not to say you snooze, you lose. Don't ever you forget, there's no excuse. Just like a woman's good for nothing blues. The joy is your inheritance, it's true. Oh, it's true. It's your inheritance, it's true.
Again, that was the great Lila Bialy with the 2004 song Glory Days off her CD Introducing the Trio, and you should pick that up. It's a great listen. Born in Vancouver, she began playing piano at the age of 4 while studying classical piano, and she is a proud alumnus of the Royal Conservatory of Music, and she simply hasn't stopped since that point. Our final cut on this hour of Neon Jazz Together comes from the legendary guitarist and composer Grant Green, live at the club Mozambique in 1971 with the tune One More Chance. And it's with that we thank you for giving us one more chance to entertain you with a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a universal man with the Midwestern flair, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That's a big 10-4 there, good buddy.
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.